A Taste of the Magic Pudding, starring Chloe, Liana, Miller, and Elsie. Bunyip Bluegum, that spinned koala, has set off to see the world. It's lunchtime on his first day, and he has come across Bill Barnacle, the sailor, and Bill's friend, Sam Sawnoff, the penguin bold, in the very act of having lunch. The aroma of the steak and kidney pudding is so delightful that Bunyip Bluegum is quite unable to pass on. Pardon me, but am I right supposing that this is a steak and kidney pudding?
At present it is.
It smells delightful.
It is delightful.
Am I right supposing there are onions in this pudding?
Onions, bunions, corns and crabs, whiskers, wheels and hams and cabs, beef and bottles, beer and bones, give him a feet and end his groans. Albert, Albert, where are your manners?
Where's yours? Guzzling away there and never so much as offering the stranger a slice.
There you are. There's nothing this pudding enjoys more than offering slices of himself to strangers.
How very polite of him.
Politeness be sugared, politeness be hanged, politeness be jumbled and tumbled and banged. It's simply a matter of putting on pace. Politeness has nothing to do with the case.
Always anxious to be eaten, this pudding mania. Well, to oblige him, I ask you to join us at lunch.
Delighted, I'm sure. There's nothing I enjoy more than a good go in at steak and kidney pudding in the open air.
Well said. Hearty eaters are always welcome. You'll enjoy this pudding. It's a very rare pudding.
It's a cutting. Come again, pudding.
It's a Christmas steak and apple dumpling pudding. It's a... Shall I tell him?
It's a magic pudding.
And so begins the adventures of these fine fellows and Albert, the truly magical pudding. The more you eat, the more you get. The end.